this reality show, How to Get the Guy. It premieres Monday, June the 12th. By the way, two beautiful women, Michelle, Elisa, don't you think there's a little sexism in that, How to Get the Guy? It's like the old days.
Can I tell you, Ron?
Yes.
They killed me.
It wasn't always that way.
We actually were running with a different title up until, about 10 minutes ago. And and I think there was a collective sigh when they changed the name to How to Get the Guy. Because, frankly, I think it should be How to Get These Hot Chicks.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But ABC wasn't on board with that. And I think, you know, ABC wants to pull in viewers. And this is catchy. And people in Idaho are going to be like, yeah, how do I snag a man? So I think it's going to bring people in. But I think that there is a unique element, and that is the content of this show. And we don't like to call it reality. We like to call it docu-soap.
Well, yeah, because it really isn't reality. You can't go out, meet somebody with a camera crew behind you. It's a little bit different, isn't it?
It's totally different. And reality is fake, and this is real.
This is much closer, I think, to documentary than you would get in a normal reality TV show.
So,
I mean,
how'd they find you guys?
The producers had told me at one point that not one of us wanted to be on the show. They basically had to stalk us until we said yes.
I was easy to find.
She was giving a massage. I had a friend, and depending on how this turns out for me, whether or not she'll remain a friend, who knew the casting director. And when she heard that they were the Queer Eye producers were doing a sort of Bridget Jones meets Sex and the City, she said, I've got your single girl. You have to call her. And they did. And
did you have to, like, audition or something?
No, they wanted us to come in and just meet with one of the casting people and do a videotape where you just sat around sort of talking about, you know, what it was like being single.
Didn't you fill out that 30-page document, though, about your life? I mean, did we have a different process?
I was like, N.A., N.A., N.A. So when they, you know, approached me with it, I said, you know, no way, I'm not doing this. I invite people over my house to make fun of the people who do these shows. And it's true. And you know, I was incredibly resistant to it. And they call, like, you know, 900 times a day, and everybody tells you how fabulous you are. And, you know, come on, I'll be serious. You know, that starts to go to your head.
What do you mean? I believe
that. Starts to go to your head.
I am fabulous. All right, let's go.
Damn it, ABC loves me.
You just turned off your mic.
I was tired of hearing myself.
Oh, is that what it was?
I actually wanted to know what the cough button was about. Like, does it
press it. Go ahead and press it.
I have to cough now.
Now cough. No, hold it down and cough. See, and that's what it's there for.
She's healthy. It's a healthy baby girl.
Now,
if you ever want to say something,
you both obviously have seen reality shows or docu-soaps or whatever you call them before. Isn't so much of it the way the producers decide they're going to put you together?
Oh, I have to tell you, I have such compassion now that I didn't have before. Because, you know, I was one of the first ones to, like, you know, judge all the women that were thrown in, you know, with a vat of women to fight over one man. But I truly believe that there's a huge amount of power in your editors and your producers and how they want to sell you. I mean, they can give the world your best moments, or they can give them you at 2 o'clock in the morning. And trust me, I was not pretty at 2 o'clock in the morning. I was tired. I was sick of dating. I didn't want any more lip gloss on. I just wanted to go sleep.
So did you know, or do you know now, how you're portrayed? I mean, have you seen the show the way it is going to be shown on TV?
We have only seen what the world has seen. We're going to get to see the first episode this weekend, but we have incredible faith in Dave Collins and Dave Metzler, and it's not because they bought us some great jewelry from Tiffany's.
And committed to us that the editing of the show would portray us in the best light.
The first part was nice and the second part's a lie, but go on.
This Scout is a feel-good company. You know, they believe in raising up humanity. They're not here to degrade us. I will tell you.
Raising up humanity? What are you talking about?
She got that from me.
This is my 5 minutes.
They want ratings, and they want to make money.
that's true.
Well, they picked the appropriate women for that, I think. We're definitely.
But I think it will be fun, and when did it stop becoming okay to have fun and just laugh and go have a good time? But, you know, if you're looking for cat fights, if you're looking for the hot tub scenes, this isn't your show.
What?
And my dad will be very happy to hear that because I know he's listening.
Oh, is he?
Hi, Dad.
Hello, Dad. Tell you what, we're going to talk about what the challenges are of dating today, what it's like to be in, quote, the market, given the title of the show, How to Get the Guy. In the studio, Elisa, Michelle, Ron, KGO, it's 11:20.